Excellencies, delegates, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to start by thanking you and your team for convening this meeting and to thank the panelists, Mrs. Maceras and Mr. Marzo of EBAC and Mr. Perspo of European Leadership Network for their very insightful and stimulating presentations. I would like to congratulate Brazil and Argentina on the 30th anniversary of the establishment of EBAC and to make a few remarks. The very existence of the Brazilian-Argentine Agency for Accounting and Control of Nuclear Materials is testament that even in times of mistrust and uncertainty, bridges can be built, obstacles can be overcome, and great results can be achieved if the concerned parties demonstrate the required political will. It also proves without any doubt that international peace and security have not been and will not be achieved through policies of deterrence and arms races. Efforts on disarmament and arms control, particularly with regard to weapons of mass destruction, should not be contingent upon the attainment of ideal political and security conditions. Egypt strongly believes that the establishment of nuclear weapon-free zones is one of the most important steps towards a world free of nuclear weapons. It is of great significance to pushing forward nuclear disarmament, preventing proliferation of nuclear weapons, and promoting regional and world peace and security. The live examples of the Treaty of Tlatelolco and EBAC proves without any doubt that this can and should be replicated in other regions. In recent years, the Middle East has witnessed serious and escalating developments in relation to both its security and political situation. This requires all states in the region and the world to collaboratively deal with these challenges and the threats they pose to regional and international security with urgency and resolve. The establishment of a zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East remains a top priority on the list of necessary steps to maintain the security of the region and the safety of its peoples. Egypt remains at the forefront of states calling for the realization of this goal and is working in a concrete manner to achieve it, out of its conviction that the path to peace and security in the Middle East must be based on the concept of collective security rather than the concept of selective security. That conceptual approach would be mutually beneficial to all states in the region. The question of the establishment of a weapons WMD-free zone in the Middle East has gradually and justifiably taken its place at the forefront of issues in all disarmament forums, and especially of the MPT review conferences. Considering the inseparable linkage between the 1995 indefinite extension of the treaty and the resolution on the Middle East. Aiming to break the deadlock that has been persisting for decades, Egypt supported the efforts of the Arab group that put forth a resolution to the United Nations General Assembly that entrusted the United Nations Secretary General to convene a conference to establish a zone free of nuclear weapons and other weapons of mass destruction in the Middle East. In 2019, the first session of the UN conference to establish a Middle East zone free of weapons of mass destruction successfully convened. The deliberations of the participating states confirmed their serious and sincere commitment to work towards achieving the goal of the conference and the establishment of the Middle East zone free of weapons of mass destruction. The states participating in the conference issued a political declaration confirming their unwavering support for this process and reiterated their readiness to work with all states invited to this process in its next sessions. During the intersessional period, states participating in the conference organized two workshops in July 2020 and February 2021 to discuss the different experiences of other nuclear weapons-free zones and lessons that can be learned from treaties like Pelindaba, Tlatelolco, and others. Discussions alluded to success stories like EBAC and how such arrangement could be useful in the context of the Middle East. Egypt believes that this consensus-based process could significantly contribute to strengthening the international nuclear disarmament regime and accelerate reaching a nuclear weapons-free world. We look forward to the support of the international community to this process as its participants prepare for its second session in November 2021. We hope that our discussion today and the example that ABAC sets will inspire states in the Middle East region to follow similar steps. Once again, thank you, Mr. President, for giving me the opportunity to discuss this important topic today. I thank you.